From North State Public Radio, I'm Ava Nora Grove with your headlines for Friday, September 6th. Seven gigantic planes used to fight fires are being stationed at airports across the state, and the Chico Regional Airport is one of them. NSPR's Alex Stutson has more.
The planes are called C-130Hs, and they can drop 4,000 gallons of fire retardant. California is the first state in the nation to own and deploy them for firefighting. The air tankers were retrofitted after being given to CAL FIRE by the U.S. Coast Guard. The first plane was finished in August and is stationed in Sacramento. The rest are on their way. CAL FIRE Deputy Chief Chris Jurasek says Chico is one of multiple sites across the state where a C-130H will be stationed.
Chico, McClellan, Fresno, Paso Robles, and Ramona are strategically placed up and down California to have this aircraft respond to our SRA fires in an appropriate amount of time.
The C-130H stationed at McClellan Airport in Sacramento flew its first mission over the weekend, responding to the record fire in Riverside County. Jurasek says while the high volume of fire retardant is helpful in fighting fires, ultimately its purpose is to assist efforts on the ground.
The fire retardant itself does not work without the folks on the ground. The goal of the fire retardant is to slow the progression of the fire to where folks on the ground can get there and extinguish the fire.
Jurasek says one of the reasons Chico's airport was chosen was due to runway size requirements. Such a large plane needs a lot of room to land. In Chico, I'm Alex Stutson.
The 2024 general election is right around the corner, and the majority of seats on Chico City Council are up for vote. Two incumbent council members are seeking re-election. Dale Bennett of District 3 is being challenged by local educator Monica McDaniel. And Topeka Tandon of District 7 is facing Climate Action Commissioner Bryce Goldstein. District 1 councilmember Sean Morgan is not running for re-election. Instead, voters will decide between local businessman Michael Johnson and Chico's former police chief Mike O'Brien. Master student Katie Hawley and Chico State senior Melissa Lopez Mora both aim to represent District 5 this November. The last day to register to vote by mail in the November general election is October 21st. Registered voters will begin receiving ballots October 7th. And we'd love to hear what you'd like to know about this year's Chico City Council candidates. We'll be reaching out to interview candidates soon. Let us know the questions you have for them at mynspr.org. And in other news, Chico country music fans might want to start polishing their cowboy boots. This weekend, a honky-tonk Saturday night is back at the Winchester Goose. The evening includes live music and line dancing lessons. Scout Parker helped come up with the monthly event. He says everyone in the community is welcome.
It's like such a beautiful opportunity to try something new, make mistakes, look around, notice everyone else is making mistakes too, laugh at yourself, and then try again. And you can carry that with you for the rest of the month.
Parker says he feels like people keep their love for country music a secret too often.
It's a celebration of a culture that for a long time we all kind of kept secret. Not all of us, but a lot of us kept secret. It just feels really freeing to just be like, I know all these songs. I love this music. Do you? Oh, you do?
The event happens the first Saturday of every month. It's a $5 cover. Line dancing starts at 8. The live music starts at 9. And Lake Oroville is brimming with water, and the Department of Water Resources will increase how much water is being released from the reservoir beginning yesterday. That's according to reporting by the Chico Enterprise Record. The lake is currently at 111% of its historical average. That's despite water levels steadily decreasing since July. State water officials told the paper they have been releasing enough water to meet water quality requirements and make water deliveries to areas across the North State. And finally, many areas in the North State are isolated from healthcare centers and economic and educational opportunities. A new plan aims to change that by improving public transit. The Shasta Regional Transit Authority says it's first focusing on improving bus connections between North State cities. It will then work to improve rail connections to Sacramento, the Bay Area, and Oregon. The agency is asking Shasta County residents to fill out an online survey. The plan should be finished by the spring of next year. And those are your headlines for Friday, September 6th. Our theme song is Burrow and courtesy of Blue Dot Sessions. For more local and state news, head to our website, mynspr.org. For NSPR News, I'm Ava Nora Grove.